Matt Hagerman was back on the stand today at the Bosma trial. He's Delamalar's lifelong friend. He testified about a toolbox that Delamalar dropped off to him in the early hours of May 10th, 2013. We know that was the same day Millard was arrested. When he brought him the toolbox, he said he just needed to hang on to it for a couple weeks. When he asked what was up, Millard told him it was better he didn't know. Hagerman testified that he assumed there were drugs in the toolbox, that he'd seen this toolbox at parties before, that Millard had pulled it out to hand out drugs. The following day, on May 11th, Hagerman met up with another friend, Millard's roommate, Andrew Michalski, and the two of them took the toolbox, as well as a backpack that Michalski had, similarly belonging to Millard, to dump them. Hagerman says it was his understanding that Mark Smith was going to be picking up the items, but he didn't really care. He was totally freaked out, having learned that Millard was arrested, and just wanted to get rid of them. On the stand Thursday, Mark Smith's lawyer, Thomas Dungy, totally disputed his claim that he thought there were drugs in the toolbox. He said he knew full well what was in there and that this claim was nonsense, a defense so as not to be charged. Hagerman disputed this and said he absolutely thought that and has been thinking about it ever since, knowing that he could have changed the way things transpired. He meant that had he been honest with police, the jury's heard he lied three separate times, completely leaving out this fact about the toolbox and his statements to police, things might have been different. Dungy said this too could quite possibly be a lie. And when Hagerman said no, he was here on the stand to tell the truth, Dungy asked the same as you told police, implying that he couldn't be trusted.